right. So this is Kathy Ely, and I am interviewing Meg Scherbatskoy. We're at Orchard Valley Waldorf School in East Montpelier, Vermont. And we're right here in our enrollment office upstairs in the farmhouse. And Meg, I thought we could just start out by you telling us how you came to Waldorf Education, and then we know that it continued for a couple decades plus. Meg has worn many different hats in her journey here at Orchard Valley. So I'll let you go ahead and begin. Just tell us how it all started.
Whoa. I grew up in Texas. And when I was in Texas, I was living with my grandmother, and a couple of my cousins were going to the Austin Waldorf School. And I remember that they were pretty happy there, but I also remember the rest of the family kind of looked down on it because they were learning to knit before they learned to read. Mm. And they were not real happy. So I think my aunt ended up pulling them. So a few years later, I got married, and my husband and I moved to Vermont. And we were in Vermont, and his brother, Tim Scherbatskoy, was one of the founding families of Lake Champlain Waldorf School in Burlington. And so we knew about Waldorf through them. And then where we were living, there wasn't a nearby school, but we didn't have kids for another 8 years. And finally, when I had my first child, Genoa, my friend Carol had moved from Texas to Vermont. And they had gotten, their family had gone to the Green Mountain Waldorf School mm-hmm. in Wolcott. And so they invited us to a Michaelmas celebration one year when Genoa was three, I think. And we went and we really enjoyed it. The school was small but nice. And so I entered Genoa in Green Mountain. And then I started volunteering as a parent. I did some volunteer work. And at some point, I think Genoa was in the second grade. We were looking to switch schools, and I found the Three Rivers School that was in Berlin. And Jacqueline Gabe, it was a one-room schoolhouse, just with one class, second grade class. And so I went for an interview, and she's talking to me, and I said, well, you know, I talked about our religious choices and that we are pagan and, you know, that kind of thing. And she said, oh, you know, what does that mean? I said, well, I'm a witch. I'm a practicing witch. And she said, really? And your name is Meg? I said, yes. And she says, and are you an herbalist? I said, yes, I am a lay herbalist. And she said, you wouldn't happen to know a king or a queen, would you? I said, well, actually, I do. I'm in the Society for Creative Anachronism. Yes, I do actually know a king and a queen. And she said, oh, my gosh, I've been telling this story to the kids about a witch named Meg who has not a hawthorn. I had a hawthorn tree, but a rose hip tree. And that she makes potions for the king and the queen. When you come to visit and watch the class, would you please let me introduce you that way?
Aww.
And I said, well, of course, that'd be fine. So I was there and I was watching the kids, and they get out their little boxes with their little rose hips that they were using to count, to do math with. And she's telling the story about Meg the witch. And she says, and you know what? She's here today.
Oh my goodness, the kids' eyes must have been huge.
They were just beside themselves. And so I talked about the king and the queen. They said, well, what potions do you make for them? I said, you know, I really can't tell you that. But so that was fun. So Genoa ended up going to that school. And
how could you not?
At that point. By that point, we had our second child, Rena. And so Jenna was there for the third grade year, and during that year, Green Mountain School closed. Mm-hmm. And so students started asking to come to ours, to Three Rivers. And so the following year, we added another class. So we had a fourth grade and a first grade. And there were also negotiations going on with the independent child's garden, kindergarten in Montpelier. And so we were trying to see if we could put the two schools together to make it a stronger school. And then that kept rolling, and people from Green Mountain showed up, and I ended up being co-chair with Deb Reed at the Three Rivers School. And we were talking with the Child's Garden Board, and then a third board was started to find a property to umbrella all the schools together and start a grade school, a full, you know, 1 through 8 grade school. And so these three boards were going on, and one person, Marcia, was on all three boards, and she was the hub, the communication, to make sure we weren't all doing the same things. And we looked at one property, and that was looking good. And then I think my husband, John, noticed an auction advertisement, and he mentioned it to someone, and they came and looked at the property that we're on right now.
Right.
And it was really nice, 55 acres with a stream and apple orchards and all this stuff, and found out about the auction. And that third board started working really hard, and I think within 6 weeks had come up with a plan with Ron Koss's help, came up with this financial plan of starting what was called MWIC, and it was a financing company. So they got people to invest in MWIC, you know, $50,000, $10,000, that type of thing, for a certain amount of time, and that money would go towards purchasing the property.
Right.
And they got together, I mean, $400,000.
Wow.
I mean, there was a huge push. There was all this energy here. Everyone wanted to see this property. Everyone wanted to get
how
it done.
How exciting. Financial commitment like that.
Yes, yeah. Very quickly. And it was something that was really needed. So that happened. The auction day came up, and the third board went, you know, their people went to be at the auction. And the gentleman who owned the property was really not happy. He wanted to move to New Hampshire where there were no taxes. He wanted to switch. And it he hadn't been running it as an orchard for many years. It had become a seedling company. But there was the farmhouse and the barn, and that was what we needed. And at the auction, there was bad weather south of us. And he had some people, some big finance people, big hitters that were going to phone in their bids for the auction. And the phones went down, and they couldn't phone in. And he got fed up, and he closed the auction saying, I'm not selling it to anyone. No one's meeting the price I want. This is not okay. And members of our third board made some phone calls. They kind of got things organized, and they managed to go in and talk to this gentleman about what we wanted to do with the property, how we wanted to use it, and what we could offer him. And he made an agreement with us, and we purchased the property.
Wow.
So we purchased the property. He moved out fairly quickly. That was during the summer. By mid-year, we had come in and remodeled the farmhouse so that there were offices upstairs and there were three classrooms downstairs.
Right where we're sitting now.
Yeah, right. You're in those offices right now with the kids banging around downstairs. So we had the 5th grade and the 2nd grade and then a kindergarten, and the barn was still just a barn. Although we had our winter market in that barn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and there was wind blowing through the walls, but we did it anyway. We still had this big apple cooler in there, I think, too, but we were in there. We had straw bales everywhere and tables, and we were going to town, and they were singing. Miss Christiana, who was originally from Germany, was our choir teacher at the time, and she was having the kids sing. It was great. We had a great time. So that went on for that second half of the year, from January till the end of the school year. And then that summer, we started remodeling the barn. Right. I had an architect come in. We were trying to be as sustainable as possible. Mm-hmm. We got solar panels put on the farmhouse,
which then was fairly cutting edge.
It was at the time. And we got what's called a tarm system in the barn. And we laid down, when you have pipes in the floor.
Radiant?
Radiant heat. We laid down radiant heat. And the tarm is a wood-burning furnace that heats a tank of water for the radiant heat. Mm-hmm. And it also has a backup oil. So it's a wood oil burner, which we actually had to get a variance for because they didn't have a category for that kind of furnace.
Wow.
So they didn't know, they couldn't call it a wood burning furnace, and they couldn't call it an oil furnace.
Didn't fit any category.
Didn't fit. So that was interesting. So we did all that and we got it all running. We had a little fire 2 weeks before we were supposed to open. We were delayed by 2 weeks. An electrical thing happened on the outside of the building. It wasn't bad, but the fire department didn't have a key, so they took out both our front and back door of the building.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And put a hole in the wall. So anyway, that was kind of interesting. And so that's how I started. We had this big meeting under a tent that summer where all three boards merged into one board. I ended up being chair of the board. was not planning on that, but that's what happened. And I spent the next year volunteering my time going to 1 to 4 meetings a day, 5 days a week.
Oh my goodness, Meg.
We had a board meeting every week, I think, for the first 3 months because there were no policies in place. There were no procedures in place. There was none of this.
You were just starting from scratch.
We were just getting started. And we did it. And the school has continued. And so I was on the board for about 5 years. And while I was, I did strategic planning. We did master planning. We did all this stuff. And it kept growing. We had 1 through 4 the first year, and then we went all the way up to 1 through 8 in the years preceding later. And I was on the board doing work, and then I started subbing more, and then I got hired as a handwork teacher for the 5th through the 8th grade, and I did that for quite a few years. And then I also was working at the school in Wellspring. Mm-hmm. I worked at Wellspring and Orchard Valley 1 year, going mm-hmm. back and forth. And then the following year, we started a high school here nearby. And I worked at the high school and started a 9th through 12th art program. And I got training, and I am now a trained Waldorf High School art teacher. The high school only was open for 4 years, and the following year I was at Little Lambs, our other campus here at Orchard Valley, teaching apple blossoms, which were 2.5 to 3.5 year olds.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you meant Child's Garden.
Sorry, I get a little confused sometimes. There's so many. So I was teaching at Child's Garden last year, and then this year I came back to the main Orchard Valley campus, Grace Farm.
Yay!
And I taught a clay class, and now I'm the sub coordinator, and I am the maintenance coordinator, and I was just shoveling snow again today, and I keep the fire going on the tarp system.
We've had a lot of snow, so you've been...
Yeah, I've been a little busy, and I've had all three of my kids graduate from Orchard Valley.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah, and they, and my middle child, Rena's going, okay, so mom, you've got to keep that school in shape. You know, don't let them, you know, because my kids are going there.
Oh.
I think one thing that always is interesting to me is how most parents think that the Waldorf curriculum is only through the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It was originally meant as a K through 12th grade curriculum. And it's so interesting to me that a lot of parents don't push for that. Mm-hmm. And our high schools... You know, the grade school is doing well. The high schools are having a more difficult time keeping students, and it's been very difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they are concerned about the science and the math. And I'll tell you, my middle child, Rena, is in her second year of nursing school.
Yeah.
And she is above most of most of her classmates in art, in science and in math, along with art and other things. But science and math, too.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting topic about how families back away from Waldorf in the high school years. Whether it would be an interesting topic to explore. Is it fear? Is it? And I'm sure Ozna has a lot of research and thoughts about that.
And I found that it was a great thing for my kids.
Right.
You know,
We've also had good experiences, and one in college who's just thriving because she's so excited still about learning, and she's just willing to roll up her sleeves and do what it takes. Loves it. So, Meg, thank you for this interview, and thank you for so many years here at Orchard Valley and all the things you have done.
Thank you.
To keep our school going and keep it thriving, and our walkways look great, even though we've had so much snow for November. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.